To see firsthand how the promise of a vast new market for America was playing out, I headed for China and the heart of its new industrial revolution. Shenzhen, South China's miracle city. 20 years ago, this was all rice fields. Today, it's a sophisticated city of 7 million. Its astonishing rise, orchestrated by China's leaders, and ignited by a Chinese currency devaluation in the mid-90s that dramatically lowered its export prices.
It's the opening of China. China is a communist country, and for the longest time they had closed doors. And when they opened up to Western businesses, the floodgates opened, basically. And it's something that you just can't stop.
The boom seemed endless. North of Shenzhen, I found an entrepreneur who was among the first to spot opportunity in the new China.
Well, these are the products we make. This gives you some idea of...
Australian Donald Hay came to South China 20 years ago.
I was in this part of the world, and I could see, I saw the cheap products come out of Japan, and I saw then that market went to Korea, and then it went to Taiwan. I said, hold it. The next one's China. I got to get here.
The backbone of China's new industrial might is the flood of young Chinese pouring into this industrial province, an area no bigger than Missouri, now teeming with more than 40 million migrant workers. They come to work and live at the factories. At Hay's company, Heiko, they make $100 a month, or about 50 cents an hour. Other companies pay as little as 25 or 30 cents an hour.
They want to work. They want to earn the money. They want to get forward. And they will do anything to move forward.
Today, Heiko supplies electric toothbrushes and home cleaning products to big American companies like 3M, Procter & Gamble, and Walmart.
What's happened is the world has come here as a marketplace. It's like a supermarket for manufacturing today. And the quality is up to world standards and a long way past world standards. And that's just what's happened in southern China.
All across the region, I saw evidence of the mass corporate migration into China. Highways lined with factories like airport hangars. Hundreds of billions of dollars in Western investment have poured into China in the past 20 years. And Walmart is here too. It has 35 supercenters in China, and behind one of them, here in Shenzhen, I found Walmart's Global Procurement Center, a huge buying operation tapping directly into China's new workshop of the world.
I interviewed people in Walmart's Global Procurement Center in Shenzhen, and I asked them about the total number of Walmart suppliers, and I was told that Walmart has 6,000 global suppliers. 80% of those suppliers are in China.